June 10th through 16th. Matthew chapter 26, Mark chapter 14, Luke chapter 22, John chapter 18. Not as I will, but as thou wilt. As you read about the events described in Matthew 26, Mark 14, Luke 22, and John 18, pay attention to any impressions you receive, especially promptings to make changes in your life. There were only three mortal witnesses to Jesus Christ's suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane, and they slept through much of it. In that garden, and later on the cross, Jesus took upon himself the sins, pains, and sufferings of every person who ever lived, although almost no one alive at that time was aware of what was happening. But then eternity's most important events often pass without much worldly attention. God the Father, however, was aware. He heard the pleading of his faithful Son. Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. See Luke chapter 22, verses 42 through 43. While we were not physically present to witness this act of selflessness and submission, in a sense we can all be witnesses of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Every time we repent and receive forgiveness of our sins, and every time we feel the Savior's strengthening power, we can testify of what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. Ideas for personal scripture study. Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 30. Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26. Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 39. The sacrament is an opportunity to remember the Savior. What do you do to remember people who have been important in your life? When the Savior introduced the sacrament to his disciples, he said, "This do in remembrance of me." See Luke 22:19. See also 3 Nephi 18:7. How do the bread, water, and other elements of this ordinance help you remember him and his suffering? Ponder this question as you read about the first sacrament. Also, note revisions found in the Joseph Smith translation. See the footnotes and Bible appendix. Take some time to ponder the experience you have during the sacrament each week. What can you do to make it more meaningful? Perhaps you could write a few things you feel inspired to remember about the Savior, his teachings, his acts of love, times when you have felt especially close to him, or the sins and pains he took upon himself in your behalf. See also 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 1 through 13. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 76 through 79, Sacrament, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org, and the video Always Remember Him on lds.org. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 42, Luke chapter 22, verses 40 through 46. The Savior suffered for me in Gethsemane. President Russell M. Nelson invited us to invest time in learning about the Savior and his atoning sacrifice. See Drawing the Power of Jesus Christ into Our Lives in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2017. Consider what you will do to accept President Nelson's invitation. You might start by prayerfully pondering the Savior's suffering in Gethsemane as described in these verses, and writing impressions and questions that come to mind. For an even deeper study of the Savior and his atonement, try searching other scriptures for answers to questions like these. Why was the Savior's atonement necessary? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 5 through 10, verses 17 through 26, chapter 9, verses 5 through 26, Alma chapter 34, verses 8 through 16, and chapter 42, verses 9 through 26. What did the Savior experience as he suffered? See Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 7, Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13, Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. How does Christ's suffering affect my life? See John chapter 10, verses 10 through 11, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, Alma chapter 34, verse 31, Moroni chapter 10, verses 32 through 33. And Dallin H. Oaks, strengthened by the atonement of Jesus Christ, in the Ensign or Liahona, in November 2015. And you can record other questions you have. As you learn about what happened in Gethsemane, it might be interesting to know that Gethsemane was a garden of olive trees and included an olive press used to crush olives and extract oil used for lighting and food, as well as healing. See Luke chapter 10, verse 34. The process of using a heavy weight to extract olive oil can symbolize the weight of sin and pain that the Savior bore for us. See D. Todd Christofferson, Abide in My Love, in the Ensign or Liahona, November 2016. Mark chapter 14, verses 27 through 31 and verses 66 through 72. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 32. Conversion is an ongoing process. Think about the experiences Peter had with the Savior, the miracles he witnessed, and the doctrine he learned. Why then would the Savior say to Peter, "When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren"? See Luke 22, 32. What did Elder David A. Bednar teach is the difference between having a testimony and being truly converted. See Converted Unto the Lord in the Ensign or Liahona, November 2012. As you read about Peter's experiences in Mark chapter 14, verses 27 through 31 and verses 66 through 72, think about your own conversion. What lessons can you learn from Peter? As you continue reading the New Testament, what evidence do you find of Peter's conversion and of his efforts to strengthen others? What effect did receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost have on his conversion? See John chapter 15, verses 26 through 27, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you continue to read about the last week of the Savior's life with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 30, Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26, Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 39. What is your family's experience like during the sacrament each week? Reading about the first sacrament could inspire a discussion about the importance of the sacrament and ways family members could make their worship more meaningful. Consider displaying the picture Passing the Sacrament in the Gospel Art Book number 108 and sharing ideas with each other about what you can do before, during, and after the sacrament. Luke chapter 22, verses 40 through 46. When your family reads these verses, they could share what they learned as they studied the scriptures suggested in the personal scripture study section, "The Savior Suffered for Me in Gethsemane." Luke chapter 22, verses 50 through 51. What do we learn about Jesus from this experience? Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 42. Luke chapter 22, verses 40 through 46. What do we learn from the Savior's words in these verses? Improving personal study. Study the words of Latter-day prophets and apostles. Read what Latter-day prophets and apostles have taught about the truths you find in the scriptures. For instance, in the most recent General Conference issue of the Ensign or Liahona, you could search the topic index for atonement. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 21.